Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Story of all the doors. God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. If he's mindful of creation, on this I can depend, that I am his child and I can place all my trust in him.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never
Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 18, beginning in verse number 1 this morning. The Bible said, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, if it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. And then in chapter number 19 this morning, the Bible said, beginning verse number 13, then there were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Our gracious Heavenly Fathers, we come before you this morning, and we thank you, Lord, once again for the blessings of life, Lord, the very breath we draw this morning. God, for your precious word this morning, God, that we're able to look into and find direction, instruction, God of heaven, Lord, and we find strength and encouragement, God, for our life. And I pray this morning that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst today, God, that your hand, but I might be upon your men this morning, God, that boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I pray the Holy Spirit of God, I might go forth, God, from heart to heart this morning, God, that might draw all of us unto yourself this morning. May your name be high and lifted up this morning, God. I pray that you touch, and Lord, that once again, Lord, that you let revival fire be burned in our heart this morning, God, how we need it so much in our land and in our churches today. And Father, I pray this morning you touch these that we've made mention of, God, that are sick, those this morning, God, that are out of church and out of fellowship, those this morning, God, that are fighting the battles and struggling this morning, God, that you come along beside them this morning, God, and give them strength. Let them lean upon you, God. And Father, I pray for those where the death angel has visited this morning, God, had not left emptiness, God, and havoc in their lives. I pray this morning, God, that you bring comfort as only you can do this morning, God. Give peace that passes all understanding this morning. For all of this, I will thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. I want to continue you in the thought of the series this morning concerning our dear friend, our young folks this morning. And here the Bible said two times in Matthew 18 and then in Matthew 19 that Jesus, our dear friend, put the little children in the midst this morning. He said, let them come unto me and forbid them not. And then he set them in the midst of him this morning. He didn't put them in the fellowship hall. I didn't put them in a children's church in a side room somewhere. I send them out in the gymnasium. I thank God this morning to play basketball while service. I am the house of God this morning. And now let me say this morning, I realize there is a need for children's church. Brother, if you bust in a lot of children without their parents, dear friend, this morning, I understand how you just can't turn them loose in the sanctuary. Dear friend, and I know there's a need for that, but I'm telling you this morning, Mom and Dad, it's not, dear friend, for you to come to church, dear friend, and drop your children off in the nursery or put them in some activity club somewhere while you go and sit in the sanctuary. Dear friend, the children may be young, dear friend, this morning, but we ought to all eat at the same table. Dear friend, that young child may sit in a high chair, and he may not eat the same portion as the grown-up, but he's still part of the family, and thank God ought to sit at the table. Joel said, assemble the congregation, call the elders and the youngsters. I thank God, then the babies, the children, all the family had to come before the Lord this morning. Amen. They ought to be in our midst, dear friend, not out of our sight this morning. Children are an inheritance from the Lord. The Bible said, blessed is that man whose quiver is full of them. They're a blessing from the Lord, a gift entrusted to us by God. And it is our responsibility to raise them in the admonition of the Lord, to train them, to teach them, to mold them. Dear friend, they've got a head full of mush. Dear friend, and we need to shape them into the right way of thinking. Amen. Our children are in danger this morning. They're in need of constant supervision, and not only from harm's way, but also from corruption. Amen. You know, it used to be you didn't have to start worrying about your children until they reached the mid-teens. But brother, now you better get a tight hold on them from the very start. Amen. Dear friend, I want to tell you, those are your little children, and your God give them to you, dear friend, as a responsibility. It's not the government, it's not the school, it's not the church, it's not even your family, your brothers and sisters, or your grandma or grandpa or mom and daddy. It's your responsibility, thank God, to make sure they're brought up, dear friend, because God is going to require it at your hand. Your children are your business. Amen. You have God's permission to stick your nose in their business. Assert your authority in every aspect of their little lives. Amen. Dear friend, every now and then take that earplug out of their ear and put it in your ear and see what they're listening to. Every now and then go in their room and get the remote out of their hand and hit the previous channel and see what they were watching before you come in the room. Every now and again get on that computer and go to the history and find out what they've been www.com in. Amen. Brother, you need to know who their friends are. You need to look under their bed, in between their mattresses, in the top of their closet. Amen. You need to every once in a while, thank God, look on the phone list and find out who they're talking to. Get on that stinking page, Facebook page. Dear friend, you ought to do away with it anyhow. Dear friend, but at the least, you better know who they're talking to and who they're friendly with. It's not an invasion of their privacy. Them little children have no privacy. It's your parental duty. Amen. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't dare go through my child's things. No, you're waiting to get that phone call from the police station and then throw up your hands and say, well, I never knew anything like that was going on. Get involved before it's too late in your children's life. Amen. In this generation that we live, little children don't stay little very long. Amen. You better teach them, you better train them, you better instill in them some things concerning God before the evil days come. Amen. That's right, brother. It ought to be adamantly involved in our child's salvation. Amen. Yes, there's nothing wrong with planning for the future, putting back for their education, having life insurance for them. But brother, I'm telling you, your priority and your main objective ought to be to praying for them and preparing them now, thank God, to be saved. We looked last week at the age of accountability, at the time when they their eyes are opened and they become aware of their need of salvation. And you know as well as I do, brother, wake up, mama and daddy. The innocence of your children are going at a much younger age than it ever has. Amen. They've seen so much violence. They've heard so many sexual innuendos through the TV and the radio and the music. Amen. The conversation of our day. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, you need to prepare their hearts and their little minds for salvation of the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't want my child to go to the altar and join the church, get baptized too young, because they might get deceived. Well, I want to tell you something this morning. You do need to be cautious and you do need to be careful. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, if they come out of that altar, if they want to come, I thank God, if they tell you they get saved, if they tell you they get baptized and they want to join the church, you ought to inquire their salvation and make sure that it's legitimate. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, if they truly don't understand, dear friend, then they're still under God.
God's protected hand. Amen. And one day he'll open their eyes. Dear friend, I'll tell you where the danger's at. It's in stopping them from coming. Dear friend, I'm telling you, because they may not ever come back again. The Bible said Jesus told his disciples, let them come to me and forbid them not this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, our little children, first of all, I think about the conviction of a child. Amen. Though they are little children, dear friend, I want to tell you something. They still only one way to come to Christ. Dear friend, the Bible said that you must be drawn. Amen. Jesus said, my Father, I must draw them to come. I've got a problem with asking children to raise their hand if they know who Jesus is and declaring them saved. Amen. Dear friend, I want to tell you, the same Holy Ghost of God, dear friend, that can wring the hardest of hearts, melt the coldest of souls. Dear friend, don't tell me that the Holy Ghost can't reveal himself under that young, tender heart. Amen. Don't tell me that he can't give them enough understanding of the cross and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, that they can be saved. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm telling you this morning, friend of mine, it is. Dear friend, evident. Amen. Dear friend, you watch those little children this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there'll be a time when God brings them under conviction. It may be in the middle of the night. Dear friend, or it may be in the church service. It may be in the Sunday school hour. Watch them, teacher. Amen. There'll be a change in their attitude. They'll start inquiring of God. Might start asking questions. Don't neglect it. Don't just pass it off as curiosity. Dear friend, you'll notice a time, brother, when their attention is focused. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, friend of mine, I realize them little children most of the time are in their own little world. But there'll come a time, friend of mine, when their countenance is changed. Dear friend, and they start looking to you with that blank look in their eyes. Dear friend, the Holy Ghost of God can reveal himself even unto little children this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, you need to encourage them. Pick up on those little hints that God's dealing with them. Amen. How they start asking you about heaven and hell. They start asking you about what death is all about. Amen. They start asking you, dear friend, what the altar is and why people get happy and shout. Dear friend, they ask you what the Lord's Supper is. Dear friend, it's more than just juice and crackers. Dear friend, this morning when they start inquiring, dear friend, I'm telling you, fan the flame, feed the fire. Don't push them, but nurture them. Be patient, not overpowering. Dear friend, and talk to them plainly. Amen. There's a time when the baby talk needs to stop. Dear friend, and you start telling them plainly about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then I think about the conversion of little children. Amen. They can be saved. Jesus said, such are the kingdom of God. Amen. He didn't give them a lesson on child discipline. He didn't give them a lesson on child characteristics. He gave them a lesson on salvation. He said, unless you become as little children. Amen. I'm glad that salvation and conversion is simple. Amen. Salvation ought to be easy. Ought not to be easy, but to be simple. Amen. If my child can navigate the world wide web. Amen. Dear friend, if they can reach the 10th level on some of those video games. Amen. Dear friend, if they can text and Twitter. Dear friend, I'm telling you, they can grasp the basic concepts of salvation this morning. Amen. I realize, dear friend, that no child can understand the particulars of judgment of God, the mysteries of the rapture. I know they don't understand whether they're pre, post, or all millennial. And most adults don't know whether they're a pig or a possum either. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, that's not what is required to be saved. You must become as little children. Amen. To have that simple faith. Amen. To have that childlike belief. Dear friend, this morning that's able to bridge the gap. Dear friend, this morning between, dear friend, our flesh and our understanding and our knowledge. Dear friend, this morning in faith, in that which is not be seen this morning. He said, you must become as little children. And so conversion ought to be simple, and conversion ought to be supportive. Amen. When they profess to be saved, you ought to accept that as anyone else this morning. Amen. Dear friend, don't you roll your eyes. Dear friend, don't you just giggle and smirk. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, they may enter in the kingdom of God before you. Don't you discourage them this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, don't. Dear friend, you need to quit trying to convince them they're not old enough. Dear friend, to be saved, that's between them and God. Amen. Dear friend, you are to teach them and to train them and give them understanding and be an example before them. Dear friend, but it's God that determines when they're ready to be saved. And then also notice the contribution of little children. Amen. I realize that children have their place in times. Brother, when it's not appropriate for children to be in the service, I understand that. Dear friend, this morning, but I'll tell you, we're to keep our young folks involved in the house of God. Amen. Dear friend, what a contribution they make unto our service this morning. Dear friend, I think about the possibilities. Amen. They are the future of our church. Dear friend, I realize you can't build a church on young folks this morning. Dear friend, but we need to be teaching them. Dear friend, this morning, I tell you, that's the problem we got nowadays. Dear friend, they don't know how to worship because they've not been showed. You can't order a catalog. You can't choreograph worship. You can't practice worship. You can't just say, well, they worship God in their way. No! The Bible said, seek out the old paths. To walk there in this morning. Dear friend, we are to teach them and to train them by example, showing them, dear friend, this morning, the worship of our God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Dear friend, what a blessing it is when young folks testify and sing. Dear friend, this morning, sometimes they set the place on fire. Amen. To get some of these dead heads and old fogies out of there. Our comfort zones this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the little children ought not be ignored and overlooked this morning. They ought to be encouraged, dear friend, to participate in the service. And then also I think about their vulnerabilities. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, Sunday school teacher, pastor, dear friend, you know as well as I do, brother, the Bible said there is a broad way and a wide gate, and brother, their friends in all the world and the devil standing there and encouraging them and motioning them for them to come that way. We need some good godly folks, some grandmas and grandpas and mamas and daddies that'll stand at that narrow way in that straight gate, and thank God we'll lead them down that path that leads unto life this morning. Dear friend, the devil's after them, and he's after them in a young age to corrupt them before they ever get out of the starting gate this morning. Wake up this morning and bless our little children. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.